From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The death toll from Monday's earthquake in southwestern China is now estimated at nearly 20,000, and that number is expected to soar as rescue teams start to reach the hardest-hit areas. From Chengdu, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The Chinese government put out an emergency public call for supplies, asking for everything from hammers and shovels to cranes. Today, 3 days after the earthquake hit, lots of heavy machinery could be seen barreling north up the highway from Chengdu, and a steady stream of military helicopters roared overhead. Officials say 20 million people have been affected in this hardest-hit province, Sichuan. Continued strong aftershocks have caused unstable buildings to collapse. Up until now, China has refused to allow foreign relief teams into the country. But today, the government said it has accepted an offer of help from its old enemy, Japan, and will let a Japanese rescue team in. The force of the 7.9 magnitude earthquake caused cracks in many Chinese dams, and that has raised fears of catastrophic flooding. Melissa Block, NPR News, Chengdu.
Former presidential candidate John Edwards endorsed Barack Obama for the Democratic Party nomination yesterday. Edwards appeared with Obama at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Reporter Kaomi Goetz of Michigan Radio has this report.
Barack Obama is used to rock star treatment during his appearances, but in a state like Michigan, with long ties to union workers and manufacturing, former Senator John Edwards also got a very warm reception from Democrats and Obama supporters. Obama has been trying to connect with poor and working class voters after losses in Indiana and West Virginia. Edwards said Obama will fight for good jobs, universal health care, and to end poverty.
There is one man that knows how to create the lasting change that you have to build from the ground up. There is one man who knows in his heart that it is time to create one America, not two, and that man is Barack Obama.
Obama had previously skipped campaigning in Michigan because the state violated national party rules by moving up its primary. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Goetz in Grand Rapids.
NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving says the Edwards endorsement should help Obama and is bound to be something of a disappointment for rival Hillary Clinton, who's vowing to continue her campaign through the final primary in June.
The John Edwards endorsement has been the object of an intense competition between the two campaigns for months now. It probably would have had greater value had it come to either candidate some time back. But at this juncture, it would have had its greatest value to Hillary Clinton because it might have been a kind of life preserver for her psychologically.
NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving. Appealing for party unity, Edwards saluted Clinton at the Obama rally, saying she's, quote, a woman who is made of steel and that the Democratic Party is stronger because of her work. Stock futures are up this morning. This is NPR News. More planes carrying aid for cyclone victims are landing in Myanmar, but heavy rains and other problems are preventing much of it from leaving the main city, Yangon. There are also reports the military government is hoarding some of the food and other items rather than getting it to victims. The Red Cross now says nearly 130,000 people may have died in the aftermath of Cyclone Nargis. Ohio's governor is looking for a new attorney general now that the man voters elected 2 years ago has resigned. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports.
Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan has resigned now that he's being investigated by state and federal authorities for problems in his office. Ohio Governor Ted Strickland has been calling for Dan's resignation for more than a week now.
This decision will allow the important work of the Attorney General's office to continue without the distraction caused by recent events. Today is a sad day in many ways.
Dan's fellow Democrats in the Ohio legislature had started the process to impeach him. Strickland says Ohio's assistant attorney general will temporarily hold that office until the governor is able to appoint a replacement. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
President Bush is scheduled to speak to Israel's parliament today. His prepared remarks make just one reference to Palestinians and don't express hope of completing an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement before the president leaves office in January. Israel is marking its 60th anniversary. The president and the first lady visited the fortress of Masada today. That's a national symbol in Israel of Jewish fighting spirit and resistance to persecution against great odds. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.